Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Good morning, West New York.
You have a treat today where you have not Dominic Cortez in the studio, but Nick and Phil Cortez. And we're joined today with Mike Bradell from Lakeside Sod. I know this time of year is the time of year when everyone is anticipating that special spring that we are, you know, hopelessly anticipating to show up someday here. And today we want to talk a little bit about, you know, grass and foliage and everything that comes along with it and how important it is to not only the growth of grass and flowers, but the overall ecosystem, I guess, that we'll be looking at. Good morning, Mike. How are you today?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Great. Thank you. So why don't you tell us a little bit about you and the company?
Okay. So we are a family-owned business. Business started back in the mid-60s on Grand Island with my oldest uncle. Through him and my grandparents, they basically mortgaged the family homestead to buy our current location, Lakeside Sod.
And that's in Clarence, right?
That's right in Clarence Center there, yes.
The big green patch that we all drive by.
That's right, that's right.
So, you know, the thing we wanted to talk about is No Mow May. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that and, you know, we'll kind of get in the importance of what that means, actually.
Okay, No Mow May, to me, is a symbol. It's showing that you care about the ecosystem. It shows that you care about bees. The problem is it's not really doing anything for them. When you let your grass grow, you're affecting your turf. You're affecting the health of your turf. You're making it very difficult on yourself to get that turf back to where you want it to be.
Mm-hmm. And the turf is not necessarily just, you know, curb appeal. It's more than that. It's the nature's filtration system. It's a drainage system. It's, you know, how we breathe. And it's more important than we all give it credit for. And I know we talked briefly before the show about, you know, what that means with foliage growing. It doesn't necessarily mean just letting the grass grow. It wants blossoms and flowers so the bees can do what they need to do, correct?
Correct. So if you are anybody who maintains their lawn, fertilizes it, takes care of the weeds, that kind of thing. When you're letting your grass grow, if you're expecting these bees to just come fly into your yard and help them with cover and pollinating and everything, your lawn most likely does not have the type of weeds or flowers. It's not, oh, it's No Mow May, here we go, and I'm all of a sudden I've got mm-hmm. a giant prairie full of flowers out front for them.
And you know, with that, I was thinking this when I first heard about this whole, you know, term No Mow May. A lot of towns don't really love if you let the grass go, too. I mean, I've heard, I don't know for sure, but different municipalities will fine you if you do let it go. So what other ways can we express our No Mow May, you know, without actually no mowing?
Well, I think the better way to do it because we're for bees. Everybody should be for bees. That's how you they pollinate all the crops. That's how you get all your food.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to do it right.
Mm-hmm.
Head to your local nursery, not the big box stores, your local nursery, and pick up some pollinator plants, something that blooms in the spring, something that blooms in the summer, something that's in the fall. Give them year-round or at least full summer feeding areas. So that'll help them bees, and that'll do that year in and year out.
Mm-hmm.
Doing something with your lawn for 1 month, it's a symbol. It says that you care, but you're not helping anything.
Yeah, why local? Why is that important?
Well, local is local. My company is family-owned.
Mm-hmm.
Your company is family-owned.
Mm-hmm.
Everything and anytime anybody spends anything local, it stays local.
I was anticipating you saying, well, the bees are spread. You know, local bees are.
No,
way more important, too.
Yeah. I mean, if you go to your local nursery, and they're all over the place, you've got knowledgeable professionals who are there who mm-hmm. can tell you exactly what this plant is going to look like, how it's going to mature, how to take care of it. What's the best time to plant it? What you should be planting it in? There's a lot of different things. And it's just not grab a plant, throw it in the ground. There's
reason behind it.
Yeah, exactly. So talk to them. They're the professionals.
Now, with regards to, you know, yes, foliage and everything like that with the grass, the grass also filters out a lot of the harmful things that we do to our environment as well, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's a giant filter for water. It holds and retains a lot of the water. So any toxins, chemicals, that kind of thing. It's a natural, almost like carbon filter, I guess mm-hmm. you want to call it. It's going to take all that out of the water system. The oxygen, you know, getting rid of CO2, just the overall heat. If you walk out on your lawn on a hot summer day, it's going to be anywhere from 10 to 15 degrees cooler on that grass, minimum, than anywhere else.
Anywhere else, any hardscape. With regards to the carbon capture, I read too on the website that you sent me that it was anywhere from 81% to 90% of the carbon that's out there it can actually capture and filter out, which is remarkable. I mean, it doesn't look like it's doing anything out there but looking pretty.
Yeah.
But it is doing something. So, you know, when we talk about bees and flowers, great, but how do bees, you know, help you with grass?
So what we do at Lakeside is we are trying to take care of our soil.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Soil is what gives us our way of living.
Mm-hmm.
If the soil wasn't right, we couldn't grow the sod. We couldn't grow the grass. It just wouldn't survive. So what we try to do is we try to rotate crops. We try to put some, we use drainage radish quite a bit, and we use buckwheat quite a bit. And because of that, we're adding nutrients to the soil. We don't harvest any of it. We till all that back in, adding all that back to the soil. It's got a large root structure, so it actually gets down, breaks up the hard pan in the soil. It's a really, really good thing to do and help build. Also, we have a local beekeeper who is on our property. He'll set up different bee boxes. Last year, I think he was in three different locations. And those bees are actually out and they're pollinating all of our buckwheat, which makes it produce more and actually makes a fantastic honey.
And the buckwheat is what you said you sprinkle over the crops then afterwards.
No, the buckwheat is our cover crop. So anything that I'm harvesting this year, this spring,
mm-hmm.
that won't be seeded. We do all our seeding in August. So mm-hmm. anything that I'm harvesting now, it'll be gone. We'll till all that up. We'll plant buckwheat down on that soil. One, stops with erosion.
Mm-hmm.
And then it also, like I said, it's going to break up the soil. It becomes thick, dense. It eventually will flower. His bees are there. They're swarming around. They're pollinating the buckwheat. And then that creates the seed and everything.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
And you said that honey is unlike any other honey we've tasted.
It is. It's fantastic. It has like a little bit of a floral note to it.
Cool.
It's very dark. It's really delicious.
I've also heard, too, that I know Nick does, too. We both struggle with extreme allergies, especially seasonal allergies. And one of our carpenters actually mentioned that how important it was to utilize local honey
mm-hmm.
to get that pollen in your system.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that was an important thing by any means, but I just heard that like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I've heard the same thing.
And
yeah.
I don't know how true it is, but
I mean, you're generally allergic to the pollen that's in the air.
Yeah.
So I think that the bees are taking that pollen and making it into honey. So you're basically almost giving yourself a little bit of a dose to almost get
microdose. Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and take our first break here of the hour. Again, we are talking with Mike Burdell, owner of Lakeside Sod. If you have any questions for us regarding construction or anything for Mike regarding landscaping or sod, grass, anything like that, anything regarding No Mow May, give us a call at 803-0930. You can text us at 803-0930 as well. Or if you're outside of Buffalo, you can call at 1-800-616-9236. We'll be back right after this. On the line now is Christina from Lakeshore Savings Bank. How you doing, Christina?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you?
Very good. Very good. So I hear that you guys have some great rates on CDs. Why don't you tell us about those?
Oh, absolutely. So one of the most popular CDs that we have right now is our nine-month CD. We have a minimum opening deposit of $500 for that. And that is currently at an annual percentage yield of 4.35.
Nice.
So we've been seeing a lot of people coming in. You know, it's great because it's a nice short term, you know, and it's not tying up their funds for, you know, a prolonged time. Another great offer that we have right now is our money markets, which is a liquid savings account, and that is currently at an annual percentage rate of 2.62. And again, that's fully liquid, meaning that, you know, it's fully accessible to you. So there's no term attached to it. You know, it's just earning a nice rate sitting in a savings account.
That's great. Why don't you give us a number that people can reach you at?
Absolutely. So you can reach me over at our East Amherst office, and our number is 688-6114.
All right. Give it one more time for everybody out there.
Great. 688-6114.
All right, Christina, nice talking to you. Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first.
Have you been charged with a DWI or traffic misdemeanor? Did you receive a random letter from a lawyer? If you have, don't trust your fate to an unknown appointed attorney. Choose Arthur Pressman, your experienced DWI and traffic attorney.
Hi, I'm Arthur Pressman. A court-assigned attorney may not have the experience you need to get the justice you deserve. If you get pulled over, call me today. I've been helping Western New Yorkers with traffic violations and DWI cases for over 35 years.
For traffic stops and DWI, Arthur Pressman is your ticket to justice.
When it comes time for retirement communities, what should you look for? A variety of floor plans equipped with appliances, including a washer and dryer? Your own balcony or patio? A beautiful and spacious restaurant? Quiet wooded acres with walking path, lush landscaping, and outdoor courtyard? Pet friendly? Asbury Point is all that and more. What more? Let's ask some residents.
One of my favorite things about Asbury is the dining. Our head chef prepares a five-course dinner every evening.
Plus, we have access to secured underground heated parking.
You'll feel right at home at Asbury Point, where you won't have the worries of home maintenance, allowing you to experience independent living at its finest. Call to set up a tour and get on the priority list. Asbury Point, Stahl Road in Amherst, 716-810-7500. Asbury Point.
You deserve it.
An affiliate of Beechwood Continuing Care.
Spend a night with an icon. Nancy Wilson's Heart. June 7th. The Avalon Theater at Falls View Casino. A special evening of Heart classics. Get tickets now. On sale now at Ticketmaster. Don't miss Nancy Wilson's Heart. June 7th. The Avalon Theater at Falls View Casino.
Hi, this is Sandy Beach. If you have diabetes like I do, it can cause many serious eye problems. That's why it's important to get regular eye exams. Years ago, my primary care doctor referred me to ECVA. Trust your eyes to the exceptional care you'll receive at ECVA. It's what I do. You should do it too. They have four offices and optical shops in Williamsville, Orchard Park, Elmwood Village, and Niagara Falls. Call 631-EYES.
ECVA. Today.
Our oceans are home to most of the life on Earth. But today, plastic pollution is killing our oceans. 33 billion pounds of plastic enter the oceans every year. That's roughly equivalent to dumping 2 garbage trucks full of plastic into the oceans every minute. But you can help. Oceana is campaigning to stop plastic pollution at the source by calling on companies to reduce their plastic waste and offer plastic-free and reusable alternatives. Take action today at oceana.org/join.
Hey, it's Dominic here. Call me crazy, but I like it when things are done right. The bigger the job, the more important it is to choose a company who does excellent work. So whenever someone says to me, Dominic, who do you recommend for roofs? I say, call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. Now, when you call Ava, you get superior service, including an expert foreman on your job. Get an on-the-spot, free written estimate and project drawing for your roof. Call today, 716-343-ROOF, or go to avaroofing.com. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Welcome back to Hammer Time. This is Nick Cortez. I'm here with my brother, Phil Cortez, in place for our father, Dominic. He's out enjoying his life right now. We are here with Mike Bridell from Lakeside Sod. If you have any questions for us regarding sod, regarding lawn, regarding No Mow May, or regarding any of the stuff that we do construction-wise, give us a call at 803-0930 or text us at 803-0930. You can also call from outside of the West New York at 1-800-616-9236. So, Mike, when we were on the break, we were talking about kind of like if you don't mow your lawn in May. I mean, before I learned about this, I mowed my lawn, and it was already like 8 inches tall. So I could imagine by the end of May, it's going to be super long, right? So, how does the process work of cutting it down after that and making sure the lawn is still, you know, in good shape?
Sure. So, basically, May is the biggest growing month of the year, as in top growth and as root development. So if you're going to let your lawn grow continually through May, you could end up with 12 inches to 18 inches of growth on the top. Now, ideally, when you're mowing your lawn, you never want to mow more than a third of the plant off at once. If you're mowing more than that, it basically goes into what they call like a growth regulator stage, so you've shocked it. It generally takes up to 30 days to come out of that. So if you're going to go down there and you're going to let it grow up just say a foot, you can knock it down to 8 inches at once. So you can take 4 inches off the top, and that would be it. Then you'd have to wait a few more days, let it recover, let it recuperate, and then start knocking more. But if you're continually knocking that much off the plant, all the nutrients are in there. If you fertilize your lawn, they're all in there. A lot of the things that the plant needs, moisture, there's a lot of water in that leaf tissue. So if you're cutting that off and you're cutting that much off, that's all got to be discarded. So basically, instead of mulching your lawn, putting all the nutrients back in, let it decay, let it get back into soil, you're basically getting rid of everything that you've built in there.
Mm-hmm.
So if you start mowing your lawn and you start just taking a little bit off at a time, that's good. But the process of letting it grow up, you're actually thinning your turf out. If you look at turf that's short, there's usually more plants per square inch. If you look at turf that's really long, there's less plants per square inch. So now if you take turf and you let it grow up a foot, the dominant ones are the ones that come up top. The bottom ones are dying because they don't have any sunlight or anything else. So when you start knocking that back down, you're actually knocking it down, and you have a thinner stand of grass than what you originally started.
Is that good or bad? Is it?
Well, that's bad. You know, anytime you have any type of soil showing in between, you're opening it up for any kind of weeds or mm-hmm. weed grasses to come in. It's not as healthy as it should be. Mm-hmm. It's going to take a lot longer to recover.
So, as far as maintenance of your lawn, do you recommend like rolling your lawn, dethatching your lawn, aerating your lawn? What is the best?
Rolling your lawn is the one problem with people who try to roll their lawn is they go out there and they think they're going to take the roller that they're using for putting in blacktop and go across their lawn. Rolling your lawn, all you're trying to do is you're trying to take the crown of that plant, which has, over the course of winter, has elevated. It's the frost has kind of lifted out of the ground, and you're just trying to set that back in. Rolling your lawn is not going out and, hey, I've got a low spot over here, I got a high spot over here, I'm going to pound it down to try to even it out. That's not what it is. And when you do stuff like that, you're actually compacting the lawn, you're compacting the soil underneath. When you do that, roots can't penetrate through there and they can't spread out the way they need to. And what you're doing, eventually you're getting a stand of turf that's going to be thinner and not as healthy.
Mm-hmm. So do you recommend dethatching?
Dethatching if you need it. There's organic products you can use out there that actually help eat the thatch in your lawn. And if you start using more organic products, which goes right towards no mow May and helping the bees out, those are very good. Some of them don't act as quickly as you would like. They're not like a chemical fertilizer you throw down and a few days later it's green as can be. But if you start off doing a bridge program where you're using a little bit of chemical fertilizer and using a little bit of the organic fertilizer, that organic fertilizer is going to take care of the lawn, but it's also going to take care of the soil. And then when you start building that soil, just like what we do with our cover crop, you're actually making that plant a lot healthier, a lot stronger.
And then, you know, to finish off that thought, what about aerating? Aerating
is fantastic.
Good process. Yep. And what does that do for your lawn?
Basically, it helps alleviate compaction in the lawn. It also opens up holes down in, gets oxygen down in to where the roots are. And if you were to put an aeration hole in and you were to be able to take a look at it from a side profile, within a short period of time, you'd see all the grass roots just going right into that area. So if you're trying to do any amendments on your lawn, like trying to put some organics in there, what you'd want to do is you'd aerate and you'd put that over the top and kind of just rough rake it in. That would go down in those holes, and now you're changing the complexity of your soil and actually making it better.
The guy that takes care of the fertilization on both of our lawns, he's a big proponent of just that. You know, forget the rolling, forget the thatching. Let me come in and aerate so that I can put those organics in there to help break up thatch and do everything like that. And I've had him do it a couple times. I do notice a difference, you know, really quick, especially when I was first growing the lawn. He came in and he did that, and it was amazing how much, you know, your air and water got into the grass and did bring it back to life right away.
Also, seed is a big part of that too. So if you have a lawn that you're trying to freshen up with some better seeds, seeds are getting better and better every year. More studies, they get stuff that's more drought tolerant, stuff that's more heat resistant, more disease resistant. So if you're going and you're getting a better quality seed, when you do your aeration, you actually go and you broadcast seed, that gets down in those holes. Mm-hmm. The plugs that you pull out, those are there. Your lawnmower eventually are going to shatter those
break
when they
up,
dry
yeah.
up, and that's going to kind of top dress it off. That's really a great time to overseed also.
After you've broken up the aerated,
As soon as you put the
right as the aerated,
as soon as you aerate, yep. And when you aerate, you aerate at least in two different directions, three different directions if you can, because you want as many holes as you possibly can get.
Is there a better time of year to do that? Is it more of a spring thing?
Spring and fall.
Spring and fall.
Yeah.
Now, if you have an irrigation system, you recommend aeration or no?
Well, you got to check with your irrigation specialist who installed it and find out where the lines are, how deep they are, mark the heads.
Aerated last summer, and I think I just got lucky that no heads got busted.
Ideally, everything, all your lines are supposed to be buried down.
Yeah, but the heads
deep enough.
Yeah,
but your heads, you can mark those pretty easy.
Yeah. I didn't, and he didn't hit them, which was lucky. So
there you go.
We have a couple questions here. I don't know if this is in your wheelhouse, maybe, but we have a text question here that says, I have about 10 dwarf globe arborvitaes that were beautifully spherical until the winter. Due to weather, snow, ice, they became flat as pancakes. Is there anything I can do for them so they are spherical again? I don't know if that's in your...
That's not really, but I'll be honest with you, we have a product out at our farm. It's an organic. It's based off of compost tea. It's a tree and shrub product. It's loaded with beneficial fungi and microbiology. And you start putting stuff like that down, and what it is, it's a concentrate. You'd put a few ounces in a gallon of water, and you'd put that over the top. That's going to give that plant, one, it's going to help it absorb nutrients from the soil more efficiently. And it's also going to break down some of the nutrients, the micronutrients in the soil, and make those readily available to the plant. So anytime you can use something like that, and stuff like that you can use all the time, you're going to get bigger blooms, you're going to get bigger fruit. It's just that would be my suggestion for that.
So they're not dead. They can salvage it. The roots are still there. It's just a matter of...
Yeah. I mean, would that be something there that I would go to your neighborhood
the nursery.
I mean, those people are fantastic.
Yeah. We live in Clarence, and we have a certain chicken farm out there.
Yep.
And I know that they take, you know, the compost that they get from the chickens, and they use it as an organic feed, I guess, for the plants. And, you know, we grew up knowing that smell was, when the wind came up from a certain direction, we knew where it was coming from. But that smell is actually something that can help, you know, these plants, just like you said, the
yeah, exactly. We do sell their product, and it's a pelletized 100% chicken poultry manure product. And what you would use that for is during aeration, you could top dress with that, get that down in the holes, start changing the complexity of soil with that way. And it's just the biology that's in there. People don't understand. They you go to your doctor and you've been sick for how long? They tell you to, well, maybe you should eat some yogurt, get all the good stuff back in your stomach. It's the same thing with your soil. You got to put it back in there to get that.
I've got a bag or two of that as well at home. It does wonders on flowers.
It does. Stuff. It's fantastic. It's
all right, we got a lot more to talk about with Mike here. We have a few more text questions as well, but we're going to go to the news really quickly. We'll be back right after this.
From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. A teacher in the Springville Griffith School District is charged with possessing child pornography. Prosecutors say an FBI investigation led agents to 45-year-old Frank Nuisen III of Holland. He's accused of asking a 15-year-old girl to send images that constitute child pornography in March via Snapchat. Prosecutors say the FBI Buffalo field office executed two search warrants at homes associated with Nuisen and seized his cell phone. They say a forensic review recovered multiple sexually explicit conversations between Nuisen and the victim, which had been occurring since at least August of last year on Snapchat. Anyone with information is asked to call the FBI at 843-1611. The city of Niagara Falls will host a gun buyback day with the Attorney General's office at St. John's AME Church from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Former Buffalo Police Captain Jeff Rinaldo, now with Vista Security, says there's a benefit to gun buyback events to help these people out, but also with getting certain weapons out of circulation.
You are reducing the ability for these guns to fall in the wrong hands. You're reducing the ability of these guns to be stolen in burglaries or for innocent people, children, to come across a gun at grandma's house and a tragedy occurs.
But Rinaldo has his doubts a criminal will show up and hand in any weapons for a few $100. A prayer service will take place at Eastern Hills Wesleyan Church for Sabres and Bills co-owner Kim Pegula, who recently had a cardiac arrest episode. The service is free, but tickets are limited, so you'll have to register online at the church's website. The service will also be live streamed. The YMCA Buffalo Niagara holding a Healthy Kids Day at five of its branches. Mike Baggerman says the program helps achieve the YMCA's goal of encouraging families to take a moment to help kids be kids.
When kids come on out to the YMCA, we know that they're engaged in programs and it helps them grow into confident adults. And that's such an important thing that we do every year. We've been doing it every year now for the last 31 years, and we're excited that this year is going to be the best year yet.
Baggerman says the event is free at the Independent Health Branch in Amherst, the Southtowns Branch in West Seneca, branches in Kenmore and Lockport, as well as the William Emsley Family YMCA in Buffalo. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
Well, sometimes the smallest room in your house has a big impact on its value. Hey, it's Dominic here with a tip on increasing the value of your home. Update your bathroom. When we remodel bathrooms, we partner with the best companies out there like Twin City Glass. For over 50 years, Twin City has offered you a beautiful glass, high-quality product for your shower, your bathtub, as well as custom mirrors. Call Twin City, 716-694-3300. That's 694-3300. Visit them in their showroom in Willitzer Park and tell them Dominic sent you. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Quote based on healthy non-smoking 30-year-old female with a 20-year term policy, rates may vary. Eligible policies and estate planning tools can vary by state.
It's a busy life. You have enough to worry about. So here's a great way to check life insurance off your list. It's called Ethos. With the thought of medical exams, forms to fill out, and the cost, it's easy to see why life insurance can fall to the bottom of your to-do list. But at Ethos Life, we've got your back. For about $1 a day, you could get $250,000 in term life insurance without a medical exam. Just go online, answer a few health questions, and snap, family protected. You could get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and be covered in hours. No medical exams, no blood tests, no hassle. Right now, with your purchase of an eligible policy from Ethos, you'll get something else important to your family. Tools to create a legal will. A $449 value, yours free. Ethos, the 100% online, hassle-free way to get affordable life insurance. Get your free online quote now at ethoslife.com. That's ethoslife.com.
Paid actors represent actual clients.
When a car hit me, I called my attorneys at the Barnes Firm. They got me $2 million, 40 times more than the insurance offered.
Hi, I'm Rich Barnes. What's your case really worth? Call the Barnes Firm now. You might be surprised.
After my car accident, I didn't know if I had a case. So I called my attorneys at the Barnes Firm. They got me $600,000.
Do you have a case? Call our Buffalo office now and find out.
Past results don't predict future outcomes. 451 Grinder, 500 Pearl.
Hi, it's Linda, host of Senior Radio Buffalo. I recently met and interviewed Julianne, owner of Turning Tides Financial. Julianne specializes in financial solutions for women going through divorce. If you're going through a life-changing period, such as retirement, divorce, or loss of spouse, Julianne can help. An emotional crisis does not need to be a financial crisis. Call Julianne today at 716-800-4290. That's 800-4290. Turning Tides Financial, solutions for women going through divorce. Linda Pellegrino here, introducing Dr. Stephen Novelli. If you're suffering with neuropathy and have pins and needles or burning sensation in your feet, and you've been prescribed a cocktail of medication and there is no relief in sight, Dr. Novelli is here to let you know there is hope. We'd like to invite you as a guest every Tuesday night for a free neuropathy relief treatment and find out how life-changing these treatments can be. 716-45-SPINE to claim your free neuropathy treatment now.
The Cold Climate Heat Pump is the easier, simpler way of heating and cooling your home. So when you own one, it says a lot.
Hey, honey, it's me, your heat pump. Aren't I making your life way easier every single day? I saw you, and you literally just lifted one finger and voila, comfort, just like that. Hey, it's me again, just giving you props for finally kicking out that ugly window AC. Okay, call me back.
A heat pump is easier, it's simpler, it says a lot. Learn more about cold climate heat pumps at cleanheat.ny.gov.
The Gorilla Floor has been upgraded. That's right. Every Gorilla Floor will now include a vapor barrier. That's right. This is a great ad, folks. A vapor barrier is important because of the high water table in Western New York. Creeks, rivers, and lakes cause that high water table. And it makes concrete surfaces vulnerable to moisture. The number one reason a resinous floor fails is moisture. And a vapor barrier is going to help. So protecting you against this is Gorilla Garage Gear's attempt by giving you a vapor barrier included at no extra charge in the warranty, 15-year warranty. This is something that no other company is doing. The goal at Gorilla is to provide you, their customer, the best products, and the Gorilla Floor will do that. Don't rush in and promise a 24-hour install. No, they don't. They do it with time. It takes a couple days. The best products, the latest technology, skilled installers to ensure that your Gorilla Floor is the ideal product for your project. Give them a call today at 715-6927. That's 716-715-6927. Online at GorillaGarageGear.com. Go, go, Gorilla. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Welcome back to Hammer Time. Again, this is Nick Cortez. I'm here with my brother Phil and Mike Bridell from Lakeside Sod. Before we went to the news, we were talking about some of our texts here. There's another guy that has a question. It says Chapman from Lancaster. He said, it's been a while since I've been up to your place for sod, but I have ruts on either side of my driveway, and I wanted to know how to fix them.
Yeah, that's fairly simple. Most of the time, you're going to see people just grab some soil and throw it over with some seed or sod. The problem with that is if you have any kind of ruts, that's a compacted area. And being that it's compacted, roots aren't going to be able to pull through there. So they're all going to be basically surface. So this time of year, we talked about roots are down deep. You can get on bluegrass, you can get roots down to 12 inches or so. So that also being next to the driveway, that's a very hot area. You get the sun reflecting off of it. If it's blacktop, you get the heat. So you really need those roots to get down as deep as they possibly can to withstand the heat of the summer and the drought. So first, you have to actually take a shovel if it's a smaller area, and you have to dig and break up that hard pan. Get down. You want at least, 4 to 6 inches of loose soil underneath. Then that's a great time to put an organic soil down, work that in, revitalize the soil, put some seed down, sod either way, and that's really going to take care of that the right way.
And okay. How wide are the rolls?
Rolls are 2 foot by 5 foot long. And that's basically what we have available.
So when you put them down, you just set it, or do you have to roll them or stop on them? Or what do you...
No, no, no. So if you're going against your driveway, you're going to drop that, your grade down around 3/4 of an inch. That way, when you roll the sod out, you get that easy, nice transition. Yeah. You don't have a lip there or anything.
Is there any other way to fight that heat against the driveway other than, you know, trying to get the roots down deep? Is that, I mean, putting a... cutting a trench in there? Or, you see that often in the middle of June.
Well,
you know,
yeah. Chances are probably next to a concrete driveway or blacktop driveway, you have, you know, substrate under there, like a crusher-run stone or something. Yeah. So you probably don't have soil 12 inches down. Right?
Yeah, it's spilling over. Ideally, and like we had talked about a little bit earlier, there's different types of seed out there now. There's better cultivars out. When you're talking about areas like that, tall fescues are very good. Tall fescues have a giant, deep, and robust root system. So they're there, and they're probably the best for heat and drought resistance. They're going to stay the deeper color green through the summer more than any other kind of grass. So in that circumstance is there, to plant tall fescue along those areas, there would probably be a good idea.
What about, I know the guy that fertilizes my yard, combination grasses is a big no-no. Is there, I know you said grass seed's getting better, but is there variations of, you know, say a rye or something that is more robust? Can they make, are they making seeds that are more durable in those settings?
Yes, there is. There's, I mean, a lot of the different cultivars, there's some that are more, they can call them compact varieties, so they're shorter, mm-hmm. can be mowed shorter. There's varieties like the tall fescue. A lot of people aren't a big fan of that because it's a bigger, more robust plant mm-hmm. on the top. So they've changed those and they've bred them in different ways, and where now they're a thinner blade, so they're not a big, gaudy plant. But whenever you're doing any type of planting of seed, to put down one variety is okay, you know, straight bluegrass. But when you do that, there's, like our bluegrass blend, there's 4 or 5 different types of bluegrass in there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you never want to just grab one single type of ryegrass or bluegrass and throw it in.
And why is that?
Well, because there's different characteristics for each one. You know, the midnight varieties are a darker green. Some of the Texas hybrids, those are more drought tolerant, heat tolerant. So by putting different types together, you get a better, it's better blend. Yeah. And it just works better for you.
Yeah. It's kind of like a mutt dog, right? They're a little healthier because they got all different types of.
Exactly. You're right.
You know, what a correlation.
The mutt dog lives longer.
Yeah.
You're right. True. 100%.
What about shade areas? Is there shade mixes? I know, but to the combination grass,
You could buy, we have like a sun and shade blend.
Mm-hmm.
So it has some bluegrasses in it and ryegrasses in it, better, more for the sun. And it also has some fine fescues. Fine fescues out of all of them are your best for your shade tolerance.
Shade stuff.
But shade is a different type of a thing. You got to understand, everything needs sun. Mm-hmm. So if someone tells you, I'm going to use this shade seed here, you're still looking for 4 hours of sun.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not getting that plant is going to, that's usually when you see a very thin, and you see the trying to grow up real tall because it's trying to find the sunlight.
Yeah.
So best thing to do if you've got a shaded area is to go in and try to trim up the trees a little bit, get a little bit more light through there. Use a fine fescue, but if you use a combination there, you're going to blend more in with your lawn
mm-hmm.
That's in the sun and in the shade. It's going to look the same then.
Gotcha.
So we have another question here. It says, regarding grass cutting, is it better to bag the grass that I cut or just leave it on the lawn?
It's always better to mulch.
To mulch it.
Yeah.
In.
Yeah. If I fertilize my lawn and then I went out and I mowed it, I'm picking up the fertilizer that hasn't been dissolved yet, because most fertilizers have a coating on them to give them an extended feed. So if I was to go through there and I would take that out, I'm taking up part of the fertilizer I put down. Plus, there's all kinds of nutrients and moisture and everything in the blade. So by mulching that and putting that back in, you're actually kind of feeding your lawn in a way.
Is there is a clipping too big? Is that what is that rule of thumb?
Well, like I said, you never want to take more than a third of the plant. But if they're no-mow May and you get into June and you're trying to cut, you're throwing that out.
But okay.
There's
time to
mulch. So, like, what can mulch in and what can't? Like, what size clipping can mulch in and what size clipping can't?
Well, generally, if your lawn is 3 inches long, you're never going to take more than an inch off, which is still a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So generally, when you're mowing, you're only taking maybe a half to 3/4 of an inch, and that's fine. Mm-hmm.
And then does that build up thatch, or is that...
It breaks down, right?
It breaks down. That's part of what I was talking about, using a bridge program where you're using organics. Organics have the microbiology and has different things in there that's actually going to feed off of that dead plant material. break it up and get rid of the thatch layer and actually use it for.
So thatch is not cut off. It's dead plant underneath.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
And then dethatching helps it breathe, the live plant breathe more. And
yeah, I mean, generally, if you're aerating, you're pulling a lot of that up. If you run an aerator across, you see all that thatch coming up anyway, so that's probably a better way of doing it.
All right.
This is a good one, because I've got this same issue that I'm wondering what to do with this year. We have moss in our lawn, light green, and we've applied lime to it last year, and it's back bigger than ever. What to do?
First of all, you shouldn't apply any type of lime or sulfur to your lawn unless you have done a soil test. Okay, so if you have a high pH, so you're over 7, and you're applying lime, you're making your pH even higher, which is not good. A normal bluegrass lawn or any type of lawn, you're looking at 6.4, 6.3, somewhere like that on the low end, a 7 on the high end.
You guys do the pH testing too, don't you?
Yeah, we do. We do. Mm-hmm. So you can come out and you could bring us that. So basically, if you have moss in your yard, there's three different things. Your pH is off. Your soil is compacted, so you're holding moisture up on top, or you're in an area where a lot of water will hold there, and there's no wind blowing through to get anything to dissipate. So you really got to kind of narrow it down. pH test would work first. Aeration, no matter what, would work. As to getting rid of the moss, I don't have anything for that. You can go to in any of the stores and nurseries and that and get something from them, but there's a reason. Okay, that's the effect of something that went wrong.
Fix the cause.
You got to fix the cause first, and then the moss will.
So scrape it out, loosen up the soil, you know, and give roots some place to go.
Yeah, I think you got to take care of the problem first before you do anything.
All right. Well, we have a couple more questions here on the text line. Nobody wants to call in and talk to you, Mike. They all want to text you. So, but before we go to those, we're going to take a quick break here. Again, if you do have any questions for Phil or I or for Mike, give us a call at 830-930. We don't bite, so you can call us instead of text us if you'd like. Or 1-800-616-9236. We'll be back right after this. Did you ever move your refrigerator only to be completely shocked by the buildup of dust, hair, deteriorating food, and all kinds of gross stuff that's collected under there? Your air ducts are usually worse than what I've just described. It's allergy season and spring cleaning time. Most know about washing windows and cleaning carpets, the things that you can plainly see. However, don't forget to clean the most neglected, unsanitary, and unhealthy part of your home, your heating and air conditioning duct system. This is the one place that you can't clean, and it's the one place that affects your health and your pocketbook in a big way. The dark recesses of your ductwork in the walls, basement, and hot attic harbor living organisms like mold and bacteria, dust mites, live and dead bugs, and animals, dander, and of course, those pesky little dead skin cells. Indoor air has been helping people across the entire listening area breathe easier for the past 30 years, and in May, they are celebrating the 30th anniversary in business. What they have to offer can not only improve your health, but can give you peace of mind and reduce stress. Peter Gordon joins me on the live line. How you doing, Peter?
Hey, Phil. Great. I'm sorry, Nick.
That's all right.
I'll be okay. but yeah, one thing you hit on there that's really a factor. People don't realize that human beings shed 50 million dead skin cells per person per day, and that's what all the dust is about. I've talked to so many people just this morning that have called in for duct cleaning, and that's it. All the construction debris, we all know about that, and the dust mites. But if you clean that out thoroughly, it gets people healthy, and I stress thoroughly because we have the ability to clean 95% of your ductwork instead of just 50%, like the best equipment that a company could buy off the shelf. And in fact, Nick, I think you had some good results on your allergies when we did your house a few years ago.
Yeah, I have pretty severe seasonal allergies, and obviously, I'd imagine dust in the air affects, and skin cells affects almost everybody. So, yeah, when you guys did my house, I was definitely breathing easier.
Yeah. No, and that's what we like. You know, that's it. That's what's gotten us out of bed for 30 years. It's hard to believe we started the company in May of 1993. So here we are, three decades later. And, you know, A couple other things, too, is, of course, our line of Healthway medical-grade air purifiers. We have the most popular one, the Deluxe, covers 1,200 square feet, and it's just a game-changer for helping people to breathe better and reduce dust and odors and everything, and especially if you have pets. And those are just, they're 40 times more efficient than HEPA filters. And then lastly, we have the April Air high-capacity dehumidifiers, five times more powerful than your standard, you know, Chinese-made Amana or GE or whatever you want to call it. And they use a third less energy and really get the job done.
That's amazing. So what are the special Hammer Time discounts for today, Peter?
All right. So going back to the duct cleaning, we have a special deal here in celebration of our 30th anniversary. So you can save a minimum of 150 off and up to 200 depending on the size of your home for the duct cleaning. And then for the Healthway medical grade air purifier, the one I mentioned, the 1200 square foot, is $300 off. Let's not forget that there's a whole house unit that hooks right up to your furnace that's $500 off. And we still have a portable compact unit, you know, if you have an RV or a small, just one room you want to deal with for 500 square feet, that's $429. And lastly, it's $250 off the high-capacity dehumidifier by April Air.
Awesome. All right. Indoor Air Professionals is prepared to get you breathing easier, but you have to call today, 683-3000. That's right, 683-3000, and speak to Peter at Indoor Air Professionals today in order to take advantage of these great savings.
Breathe easier.
Breathe easier.
With Indoor Air Professionals.
For every breath you take.
When I can't sleep, my mind just races. I think about work, the kids, but I don't think about taking melatonin because I'm afraid I'll feel groggy in the morning.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's Gummies has an optimal dose of melatonin for no next day grogginess, so you can fall asleep naturally and wake up feeling refreshed. ZzzQuil Pure Z's Gummies for better sleep like never before. And try Pure Z Sleep plus Next Day Energy with melatonin plus extended release B vitamins.
Okay, girls, ready to go?
Yeah!
Mom, I'm hungry. Can I have a snack?
Me too, Mommy.
You want a snack?
Yeah!
Got it?
Children learn from our behaviors.
Mommy, can you open this?
All right, hold on 1 second. Okay. Okay, here.
Thank you.
They learn what is okay from the adults they see.
Mommy, are you on your phone?
If you're a distracted driver, chances are they will be too. What kind of driver are you raising? Funded by the Governor's Traffic Safety Committee.
Hi, Steve and Alex here for Wester Subaru.
Again, Buffalo's number one volume selling Subaru dealer based on Subaru reported sales in calendar year 2022.
Thanks to our loyal customers who chose to make us number one.
Speaking of choices, this month we're making it easier than ever to get exactly the Subaru you want.
That's right. Come in now and you can custom order a new 2023 Subaru and get just the right options for you. Whether it's a new 2023 Subaru Ascent, a new 2023 Subaru Outback, new 2023 Subaru Crosstrek, or any other new 2023 Subaru.
Or stop in and check out a certified pre-owned Subaru vehicle. Wester has certified pre-owned Subarus in stock and ready to drive away today. And, as always, you can choose any vehicle at westersubaru.com and we will bring it to you at either one of our Subaru locations in Orchard Park or in our newest store in Brockport, or even right to you at your home, office, anywhere.
Making good choices. That's why all Subaru vehicles are built in zero landfill plants where 100% of waste is recycled or turned into electricity.
Absolutely. The right choice is Wester Subaru.
Gold prices have been at record highs, and now's a great time to sell your gold for extra cash. Take it to Tag Jewelry and Coin. Tag will pay you cash for your gold, silver, coins, and precious metals. And Tag Jewelers also buys diamonds at the highest and most competitive rates. For over 40 years, Tag Jewelers experts have provided their knowledge and expertise to give you the best value for your diamonds, broken jewelry, precious metals, and coins. Take it to Tag Jewelry and Coin, 936 Dick Road, just off 33. Remember, Tag, you're it.
Whether you've got a garage full of old furniture, a basement packed with boxes, or you're getting ready to start a remodel project, the best way to get rid of your trash is to use a dumpster. And the best company to provide it is Craigco. Craigco has meticulously maintained dumpsters ready for quick order and delivery. And at Craigco, they don't just drop your dumpster and leave. They use an innovative block system to protect your driveway. Call now and get your dumpster in the next 24 hours. Call Craigco at 791-4055. Remember, when it's gotta go, call Craigco.
Hey, does the beautiful spring weather make you want to get out and drive? We'll drive to Lenco Supplies and get the Camo Drive Deck Fastening System on special this year, this spring. Spring is the perfect time to upgrade your deck and make it the envy of your neighborhood. And Lenco Supplies Camo Fasteners, well, you can do it up to five times faster. That's right, the Camo Fastener, five times faster, all while standing up and also saving your back. Haha, what do you think of that? For a limited time right now, purchase the Camo Edge Deck Clips for your deck and get the Clip Drive Standing Install Tool for free. It's a $120 value. Wow. Just use the promo code DRIVE23 at checkout, either in-store or at one of our three locations. Or better than that, how about shopping online anytime? LencoSupplies.net. LencoSupplies.net. Promo code DRIVE23. Those in the know, go Lenco.
Welcome back to Hammer Time Radio. Again, you have Nick and Phil Cortese today in studio with our guest Mike Bradell from Lakeside Sod. We do have a call on the line. It is Kim from Buffalo, and she has a great question.
How you doing, Kim?
How you doing, Kim?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. What can we help you with?
Mike, I was out to your company about a week ago. We had sod laid down last April, so this is the first year that we've had it. And unfortunately, we developed a lot of snow mold in our front and our backyard. And so we came out to you, and you recommended a fertilizer for us, a 2408 fertilizer. Mm-hmm. We put that on. The front lawn it's progressing beautifully. It's very green now. The back is a little bit slower doing it. My question is, we haven't mowed it yet this year. When should we do our first mowing? And I know you talk about mulching and leaving the blades of grass on because it fertilizes it, but we still have, like I said, a lot of snow mold in the back. Should we leave that on? Is that harmful to leave that on because there's still mold present? No. Or should we?
No, the snow mold is done. That's okay. That's over. That winter is underneath the snow, so that's done.
Okay.
When it comes to mowing your lawn, you should mow your lawn as soon as you can coming out of spring. Actually, usually try to get out there by mid-April. And the reason you're doing that is in the fall when you get your first frost, heavy frost, the plant reverts to pulling all the energy that it has down to the roots root development. So
okay. It's
in that stage. So then until you injure that plant, it's going to slowly come out. So now you have damage over the winter. So if you would have went out and you would have mowed earlier, you would have changed mm-hmm. that plant into pushing things towards the shoots instead of the roots, and then it helps it develop and grow out of that quicker. So I would mow it as soon as you can. The other thing, too, is it's been cold, and it's been rainy, and the soil temperature is still low. It's still in the 40s. So until you start getting warmer days, soil temperatures start moving up, that grass isn't going to really start kicking in and really recover until then.
Okay. How often can that fertilizer be used?
That fertilizer actually is, I believe, a 6 to 8 week fertilizer. So if you have that issue in your backyard and mm-hmm. you wanted to hedge your bed a little bit, you could go out in 4 weeks, 6 weeks, and you could use it again. Just be leery that that's 50% of that is slow release, so it's going to last a little bit longer. So if you're hitting it like that, you're probably going to get mowing a little quicker too, though.
Oh, okay.
Sharpen the blades.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I didn't know if they're, you know, since it's a new sod, I was afraid of, you know, pulling stuff up because it's a brand new grass, you know. So, okay, we'll get on it as soon as this rain stops and get it mowed.
Yeah, and if you have any questions and you're concerned about it at all, call the office, 716-741-2880, or you can email me pictures at turf@lakesidesod.com. And if you email me pictures, just put your name there and tell me you talked to me. I'll look at them, and then I can email you back and let you know what I think.
Oh, terrific, Mike. That sounds great. Thanks for your help.
All right. Thanks, Kim.
Thanks for the call.
All right. We have time for one more quick text question here, Mike, which says, what's a good lawn treatment to eradicate Creeping Charlie?
Creeping Charlie is very difficult. The normal herbicide that you would use to take care of that isn't, you'd have to hit it twice, basically. So you'd make an application, usually use a hose or a pump sprayer with it, a concentrate. Most of them have rates on the label. You go out and make an application, and then 10 to 2 weeks later, you do it again. I have a product at work that is called Sublime, and it would take care of it in one application. It's small rates, small amounts. I'm not a big advocate of someone doing their whole lawn if they don't have to. So if you've got a little bit here and there, using a pump sprayer is a lot more of a way of doing it where you're not shocking the environment, I guess you want to say.
Yeah, great. Well, it was very nice talking with you, Mike.
I learned a ton.
A lot of people have a lot of questions about lawns. I did as well. Yeah. I got to go home and fix my lawn now.
Yeah.
Well, anytime you want, give me a call.
Sounds good. We appreciate you coming in. Again, I know for all of you that are wondering, yes, Phil and I will be here next week again. Dom is gone for 2 weeks. So you will see us again next week. But always remember, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.